Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 211. Nehemiah, we are inspired by his devotion. Nehemiah was a wonderful man, if for no other reason than that he has a book in the Bible named for him. That's an honor for anyone. The Lord blessed him wonderfully. Everything he did was a success. It was his job to direct the rebuilding of the broken-down walls of Jerusalem, walls that the Babylonians had broken many years before when the Lord's people had been punished for their idolatry and exiled to Babylon. Tobiah and Sanballat were Nehemiah's enemies who opposed him relentlessly. Nehemiah stood firmly for the law of the Lord, no compromise. He led the people in the straight path of obedience to the law of the Lord. He was successful in leading them to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. He reinstituted the Feast of Tabernacles that had not been kept by Israel for hundreds of years since the days of Joshua the son of Nun. And Nehemiah clearly perceived the deceit of those enemies of Israel. Wonderful work. Nehemiah begged the Lord repeatedly not to forget how wonderfully he had worked. For example, God, remember this to my credit, and do not wipe out of your memory the devotion which I have shown in the house of my God and in his service. He ends his book with this plea to the Lord, God, remember me favorably. Dear Nehemiah, he worked so hard for the Lord. And the Lord was not unjust to forget his work and labor of love which he had shown toward his name. The Lord gave him a book in his Bible. We are inspired by his devotion. But we are blessed by the knowledge of the new covenant. We are not even thinking of any reward the Lord will give us. We don't beg him like Nehemiah to remember all our good works. We are constrained by the love agape of Christ henceforth to realize that if Jesus died for us all, then we all died in him, so that we can claim nothing for ourselves but to share that grave with Jesus, and then in sheer joyous gratitude devote all our lives to him. If some angel someday should try to give us a crown of glory, we will cast it at Jesus' feet.